This is a hot audio clip from Sakaris and Price.
Catch Matt and Blake live weekdays from 3 to 7 on the voice of Vancouver sports.
TSN 1040.
Sakaris and Price, PM Drive. Need your Tell Me I'm Wrong submissions for 4:30. Ray Ferraro at 4 o'clock. Greg Bell from the Cardinals-Seahawks game down there in Glendale at 4:45. But we welcome in NFL on TSN insider investigative reporter Mr. David Naylor on 1040.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
We understand. I told the audience, I know you'd been talking to David Braley today. Yeah. What was the crux of the discussion with David? What did we learn?
Well, it was just, talking a lot about some of the things that are being, I think, openly whispered about around the Canadian Football League, about concern about whether, his ownership is committed to doing the things that are necessary to keep the Lions prominent in the marketplace, and are the resources being spent? And I raised all those things to David Braley, and he, was incredulous in his response and saying that he's spending more than he ever has on the team. Or so he's spending as much as he used to. He said yes, and he talked about the season ticket brochures or the campaign that they were getting ready to launch. He was going to discuss. He talked about the emails that went out to season ticket holders yesterday, and to characterize his response, it was sort of, look, I've owned this team for 20 years. Things have been fine. We have one bad year, and there's all this panic. But I think, the football team is one thing. I think the other side of it is just the as you guys know better than anybody, being in the market, the attendance being off and the sort of, dwindling status of the franchise. And he did acknowledge that the business has changed, that the methods you need to reach people in this day and age go beyond the traditional media. But, he doubled down on why he is going to own the team through 2018, saying that, it is the concussion lawsuits that he believes make it impossible to sell the team. And he doesn't like to talk about selling, close to or during a season. And since he can't, he believes, complete a sale before the start of 2018, thus he is going to own the team through 2018.
This comes on the heels of yesterday when Wally Buono was on this program and said that David needed to articulate a clear vision and path forward for this franchise. I understand you put that to David today. What did he say about it? And tell us about the little quibble he had with it, because he doubted the timing of all.
Yeah, because I quoted directly from your program yesterday, the Wally response that you just quoted to me, and
paraphrased. I paraphrased.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, you paraphrased, and he said, well, that couldn't have been from yesterday. That must have been taped earlier. And I said, well, I'm pretty sure it was not. It was from yesterday's program. So I think he expressed some, surprise that Wally Buono would say that yesterday, because he insisted that he and Wally Buono have been forthright with each other about the things that are happening to the franchise and Wally's status and the status of a potential sale, et cetera, et cetera. But when it came to I asked him, was he surprised or, at all dismayed that Wally would say that? And he said, no, I think he's just speaking in generalities of the things that, we need to do, and was kind of buying into the same idea, suggesting that the email that went out yesterday was kind of, the first step of that process of communicating the vision and the plan going forward as owner of the BC Lions.
Well, funny thing that Wally would say that yesterday and the email come out today. Either David started hopping to Wally's request, or Wally didn't know about that this was coming out, I suppose he knew and he didn't say anything to us, but that would have been a little interesting given that David had asked him to speak on behalf of on his behalf earlier.
He had told Wally to tell everybody that he would be the owner on Monday. That was at his direction. He made that clear.
Answer me this, Dave. Do you believe there's a fraying of the relationship between Braley and Buono?
It's a really tough one, because I think there's a deep loyalty from Wally Buono to David Braley. But I don't know how to read those comments yesterday any other way. Because, when you say that publicly, That was not a quote that was supportive of the owner. That was telling him what he needs to do publicly. And basically, I think what it was indicative of to me was that Wally Buono is tired of answering questions that aren't his to answer. And that, you know, the things like the vision for the franchise, the marketing plan, the way the team is going to be operated, all those kind of things, those aren't questions that he, as the coach, head coach and general manager, is responsible for. But those are the kind of things I'm sure he's fielding because of the fact that there's so much uncertainty, and David Braley doesn't make very many public statements. I mean, he didn't attend a Lions game at all last season. He attended apparently two this season. So, I mean, that's just two over the last 2 years. And that was the other issue I asked him about was, you know, hiring a president. Okay, you're not going to sell the team until the end of, at the earliest, at the end of the 2018 season. Will this team have a president, which it has not had since January? And he said that he would talk to the staff about it, but he needed to make a decision about whether that was something he was going to do. He said he had interviewed some people a while ago with the intention of passing on a recommendation to the new ownership group. But now that it wasn't going to be sold, he had to make a decision. But he sounded, honestly, to me like somebody who was planning to remain the interim president himself, because he quoted to me that twice before he had done this, for 2 years before he hired Bob Ackles and for 2 years before he hired Dennis Skulski. So what he was seemed to be saying was, you know, this isn't anything new. I've done this before. It was fine before. It'll be fine again. So I won't be surprised at all if the Lions don't have a president. And I think it's one thing to have the owner operating as a president. I guess I would question it when that owner has only been in the marketplace, you know, twice in 2 years and resides in Ontario.
Yeah. Ooh, we're with Dave Naylor, CFL and Son.
How surprised are you that we're talking about this with regards to an owner that not too long ago we were hailing as the savior of the BC Lions and the Toronto Argonauts? It's an unfortunate 180 here.
Well, I think David Braley, and you have to be sort of, I think, clear about what he is and what he isn't, because he has been called, you know, the greatest owner in CFL history and things like that. He's been a great benefactor for the league in desperate times. When there have been franchises in need, he's either bought them or he's, I think, in other instances, loaned them money. He's also, I think, if we counted it up, probably hosted more Grey Cups than any other owner, which we know the value of a Grey Cup, and a lot of people have tied those things together between his, you know, willingness to step up and write checks when the league has been in need, and having Grey Cups land in his lap. So that's one thing. But I think, you know, just to be clear about what he is and what he isn't, he has always been a benefactor for the league in desperate times. But I don't think anybody's ever seen David Braley's ownership as sort of visionary, as sort of leading edge, as a guy who is, you know, the top owner operator in the league. I think he's always run frugal businesses. I think that's been true. I think he's always paid his bills. I think he's always supported his staff. But I don't think, you know, he's ever been seen as a visionary. And I, you know, he's 76 years old now. And by his own admission, you know, we talked a lot today about how much, you know, the business of sports and marketing and selling tickets have changed. And I think part of what he's trying to do is wrap his head around all of that.
Dave, we're out of time, but you and I, much earlier in our careers, covered troubled franchises in the CFL in Ontario. Hamilton, Toronto, Ottawa, the hat trick. I'm beginning to get that feel here about this franchise. I'm beginning to get a case of deja vu. How in the heck can you not be hiring a president? I mean, Skulski wanted out the year before until David had his health problem and stayed on because David wasn't well. How the heck are you not hiring a president going into an offseason where the ticket selling begins? That's just crazy to me.
This has always been the conundrum in the Canadian Football League, and it is this, that when somebody owns a franchise, you may have ideas that seem like common sense, that might seem like common sense to the commissioner, that might seem like common sense to the fans. And certainly, Matt, you covered a team in Ottawa twice, you know, where there was, or certainly in two ownership groups, both the Waters Group and then the Gleibermans, who owned the Renegades, who had certainly some ideas that seemed to be void of common sense, particularly the latter group. But the bottom line is, it's their team.
Yep.
And if David Braley decides he wants to operate the team from Burlington or Hamilton without a team president, that is his right to do so. I'm not sure what the league can do about that. I think this, you know, this is going to, you know, really test very early in his tenure I think some of the power and willingness of the commissioner here to sort of to do what is what to try to. I think David Braley doesn't like to be told what to do.
No,
we
all
know that.
Yeah.
So it's got to be it's got to be handled carefully. But I would agree with you. You know, a professional sports team needs a president. It needs a president in the market. Not an owner / president. You know, on the other side of the country.
Yeah, we're way over time. Thank you, David. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure. Take care,
Dave Naylor, CFL on TSN. I mean, he's absolutely right. Guy wants to run it into the ground and create scorched earth. You know. Ownership has its privileges.
He can't seriously want that, though. He has the opportunity to at least break even on this.
My experience with David is that he is so stubborn that even if you lined up people telling him, Dave, you really not ought to do that, if he's got it in his mind he wants to do it, he's going to do it.
Thanks for listening to that hot audio clip from Sakaris and Price.
Don't forget, you can enjoy the voice of Vancouver sports, TSN 1040, anytime, anywhere, around the globe.
It's everywhere.
Streaming online at tsn1040.ca and tablets and mobile via the TSN Go and iHeartRadio apps.